Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Like Trump, don't like Trump, doesn't even matter. He's been right on almost everything. You can tell me, Kevin, that guy's a loose cannon, he's this, I don't like what he said about the Constitution, I don't like that he talked about Ron DeSantis, whatever. I'm going to tell you, he's been right. I'm not saying he's right to attack Ron DeSantis, and I know his Constitution thing was taken out of context. And it's all part of the overall scheme of the left to denigrate him, to make him little, and I think they're succeeding in large part. I've heard enough as I go around the country, meet with people, and there's still a big faction that say if Trump were to get the nomination, I'm going to vote for him, but they've diminished him. That's what they want to do. Have they destroyed him? No. And the problem is, he's been right. What was the first thing that Trump said when he came down the escalator, which everybody, the bane of leftist existence, etc. But he comes down that escalator, and one of the first things he did is he called the news fake, fake news. And we still use the term. And I tell people that is the best marketing term that the conservative movement has ever done that has stuck. We get called climate deniers. We get called election deniers. They give us all kinds of names that stick. The first thing that stuck, and it has stuck for almost a decade, is Donald Trump saying, they're fake news. Don't believe them. They're fake news. And let me tell you, it didn't stick like, well, it's a cute little slogan. It stuck because we now know it. We believe it. We started looking at it. Now, you can throw people away that know how to brand like that, but that's silly. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is not a commercial for Donald Trump. I don't care who gets the nomination. If you guys want Nikki Haley, if you want John Bolton, if you want Mike Pence, if you want any of these people that, to me, do not represent republicanism and conservatism, at least not the way I practice it, I'll vote for them. You want them, I'll give them to you. Well, you know what? I don't know that I'm going to vote for them. I'm going to do what the Republicans have been doing to the real conservatives and Republicans, which is saying, I'm just not going to show up. You want Pence, Haley, John Bolton, people like that? I'm not going to vote. I bet it. See, if that's the threat and everybody knows that's not going to happen, then let's see how they do it. Because I guess maybe they're going to get Dominion to rig the machine so Mike Pence can get his turn. Because he can't win. He can't win legit. I told you guys, I'm just using him as an example. But I was at an event with Mike Pence, no lie, right after the coup of Trump. This guy walks in, nobody gave a crap. Two people walked up to him in a sea of hundreds of Republicans. You know what? It might have even been before the election, honestly, before it had ended. I don't recall. I know where it was. It was in Scottsdale at a resort. And I'm almost positive it was. Before, I know it was before the election because I was talking to some guys running for governor. So the point is, Pence has never been popular. He isn't going to be popular. He would be a horrible president because he's a McCain, a go-along, get-along, typical rhino Republican. Nice guy. But politically, I don't know how you feel. I'm sick of these pansies. I'm sick of people who won't fight for us. I'm sick of watching Joe Biden destroy this nation and nobody seem to care. Here's the economic news. This is off of CNBC. And this is a guy being asked about where do we think the economy is going to go. Listen to this guy. He says, well, I'm going to answer your question. But then he tries to paint a rosy picture of what he knows is coming. Let me just let you. You got that clip? Yeah. Play it.
0.3% growth next year. That's not good. That's not good for anyone. But obviously, we're trying to vanquish inflation for the long term. Do you think there's going to be a recession, or do you think we'll have positive growth in 2023?
You know, in a couple of questions, you've asked me to look out pretty far, and I got to say that the uncertainty margins around these forecasts are really uniquely large. I do think that there are, but I'm not going to evade your question too much. I do think that there are real headwinds in play that, as President Biden has said, certainly make a recession not inevitable by a long shot. I mentioned Goldman Sachs earlier. I think their recession probability is 35%. That's well below, of course, the market consensus. And I think one of the reasons for those more optimistic views, a soft or softish landing, is because of the momentum. You know, we haven't talked about gas prices. $3.14 a gallon as of this morning, I just checked. That's down about $1.85 since the mid-June peak. Think about filling up a 20-gallon tank. That's $37 of savings. Do that a few times a month. You get some of the breathing room that you hear this president has talked about. That's a positive for consumer spending, which is 70% of the GDP. You know, we also have a labor market that, as you and I have discussed, is still going strong, providing significant nominal wage gains. That's also going to help fuel consumer spending, for which the forecast remains pretty solid. So I think there's definitely a path to a strong, to a steady, to a stable transition that's non-recessionary.
Now, I know what you're saying. Welcome back, folks. Wait, that's not what you're saying. But you're saying, Kevin, what about DeSantis? What about Josh Hawley? Yeah, there are other good candidates. But again, I go back to, what's Trump been wrong about? Let me ask you, do you think we would be talking about a recession if Trump had remained president? What would we be talking about? Do you think we'd be talking about nuclear war with Russia? Do you think we'd be would we be looking at a trade deficit that's now ballooning out of proportion? Would we be still donating money to climate change? Would we be funding abortion, exporting abortion? The country that is supposed to be have the most care and concern about its citizens cares the least about those that can do the that can't speak for themselves. It's just amazing to me. We export domestic terrorism in the form of our economy, the way Joe Biden uses it. The recession that's coming is a direct result of Democrats. Look at what they want to do right now with the budget. Let's just blow through the budget. Let's blow through it. What do we do year after year, decade after decade? They put a cap, they blow through it. There is no cap. They spend money whenever they want. And what they hate about us, we conservatives, we truly republic, I can. What they hate about us is that we watch it. We see what's coming. We're looking at all the signs and saying, you know what, this is not the place, this is not what I signed up for. Going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to show you the difference between government's intervention and capitalism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are going to try to paint the economy as good no matter what it. Like I said, think of the economy as Hunter Biden, okay? You've got a crackhead, a drug-addicted person who has grown up in a completely dysfunctional environment where your economy, the mother of your economy, tried to kill you, commit suicide at an early age for you, but you survived it, and you grew up with a dysfunctional dad who was a womanizer, and your economic dad stole his best friend's girl, who's a publicity seeker, and so you go on to become addicted to crack because you watched your economic daddy shower with your economic sister, okay? And your economic brother, he died of brain cancer. And the pressure was put on you to be a better man, to be a better kid. So your economic dad said, get into the Navy because you need to show that you've got some form of connection to the nation. So you get into the Navy and you flunk out because your economic drug habit, right? So you get out of that, you go to rehab, you can't even pass rehab. So then you start hanging out with hookers, and your economic daddy says, in order for you to survive, I got to give you a leg up. So he starts putting you on Air Force Two and traveling around the world, letting you set up economically bad deals for the country and for your family. But hey, it's helping pay y'all's bills, because that's all you care about. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Explaining the economy by using Hunter Biden. Because what you have is an economy on crack, run by a crackhead. No, I'm not talking about Hunter. I'm talking about his daddy. Because the only way you can look at this economy and feel good about it is if you're either on crack or you're brain damaged. We know Biden's brain damaged, but he might be partaking of the powder. Or in this case, the synthesized powder that's formed into the rock known as crack cocaine. So that's what we have. We have an economy slumping. And let me tell you, I know how to read the economic tea leaves. And the news is not good, and it is not going to get any better. And if the left are going to try to put a Band-Aid on this thing, oh, it's not as bad as you think. I mean, things are getting better. It's not quite as bad. Look, I'm not going to avoid the question, but I'm going to avoid the question. And I'm going to give you some things that could possibly happen. Yeah, the United States might find a new gold reserve or something. Or, I don't know, a nuclear bomb could drop on somebody that we done China and we owe a lot of money to, and we don't have to pay them back. Or so, I don't know. Maybe a new world appears and they give us all of our goods and services for free and we don't have to deal with China. I mean, maybe some of these things could potentially happen. 844-551-8255. It's bad news. Look, I'm not here to... Here's a good news for conservatism. You save. It's tough. Well, I'm not going to tell you it's not tough. It's tough. But you're saving. You understand it. You tighten your belt. You do everything the right way. But let me tell you what's not happening. The people who are receiving this money, they're going to get a rude awakening. The IRS, number one, is going to pay them slow. They can't pay them as fast, so there's going to be slow refunds from the IRS. And number two, the IRS is going to reduce their money. Here's a clip.
Many Americans could see smaller tax refunds than expected next year. This comes as many pandemic relief programs are set to expire. The average refund for the 2021 tax year, around $3,200. That was 14% higher than the previous year. The CBS News Money Watch Associate Managing Editor, Amy Peachy, I haven't said your name in a while, has the latest on the tax updates. Amy, it's good to see you. Peachy.
Good to see you too.
Coming with the good news, I see, on this Monday morning, exactly just which programs are set to expire.
So the big one that everybody probably knows about it are the stimulus checks. Mm-hmm. There were three of them, and the last one was in 2021, which means that tax credit was actually a tax credit, isn't available for taxpayers in 2022. And another one that millions of people benefited from was the child tax credit, which was expanded in 2021 to up to $3,600 per child. Now, this year, 2022, the child tax credit still exists, but it reverted back to its prior form, which is $2,000 per child. So parents will get smaller tax refunds, possibly because they have smaller tax credits for this from this benefit. Another one that simply expired was the charitable deduction, which allowed people who don't itemize, who just take the standard deduction, to write off $300 for a single taxpayer, $600 for married taxpayers if they gave to charity. And that also helped because that reduces your income and it can lower your taxes. And that is simply expired. So that's not available to people who don't itemize anymore. And then there are a few others that have reverted to smaller forms as well. The earned income tax credit benefited single people without children. Mm-hmm. That tripled in 2021. That's reverted back to its prior form. And there's the child independent care tax credit, which was up to $8,000 per family. And that's back down to about $2,100 per family this year. So, you know, there are a number of people who might see smaller tax refunds when they file in early 2023.
I don't know if you were making a list of those different taxes, but I would tell you most of them probably don't impact us, at least not positive. So there's a couple things, in other words, they're going to reduce this, reduce that, that are going to impact. But the real impact of this tax cut is Joe Biden is taking money away from poor folks, taking the money away from the little cherins. Let me just say this. If Donald Trump were president right now and they heard this report, you'd be hearing about how Donald Trump is starving the America's most impoverished. Were you listening to that? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So let me go on. I want to talk more about this. So managing retail inventories, I'm reading this, the stuff that's on the shelves and in the warehouses has been the bane of many a business over the past couple of years. A lot of retailers have finally managed to start selling off their extra items and bring in items they couldn't get as they try to strike a normal pre-pandemic balance. But here's the number, folks. Pay attention here. But inventory levels overall are still 17% higher in October than they were a year earlier. See, business works on what's called inventory turns. The faster they can deplete their inventories and replenish, it means the business is running efficiently. They've got a great balance between sales and distribution. But that's not happening. Inventories are 17% higher. And people are going on to talk about products that they go, this product was very popular a few years ago. But that, and I couldn't keep it. You know, I knew exactly the balance. Now, I've got 40 of them where I used to have four. They're not selling. They're not selling because people are not buying. So I want to just explain to you, this is where you start looking at how, what's going on in the real in the real world. And let me give you another quick example, and we got to go to break. Crime. Crime rate ticks up as the economy gets worse.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is in the capital, the U.S. Capitol, where he is set to meet with President Biden at the White House and deliver an address to a joint session of Congress today. This as lawmakers continue work on the federal spending bill, which will dedicate billions more for Ukraine in its war with Russia. That massive winter storm continues its trek across the USA, and it's not just the heartland that's in for a deep freeze. This according to National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic.
The cold air is going to be moving rapidly southward over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it will clear through all of Texas by late in the day on Thursday, and then actually all through Florida by Friday.
To the north, Minnesota's under a blizzard warning for what the Weather Service calls impossible and life-threatening travel. Flying is getting tougher. More than 300 cancellations today across the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's been a criminal referral on Trump from the J6 committee. And let me just say this. Everybody who's still jumping on Trump and all these lefties that are talking, J6. What if it turns out that J6 is proven to be a farce? Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the Asa Hutchinsons of the world and some of these other anti-Trump, rhino, anti-MAGA, because they don't hate Trump. They hate us for even for going around them. I'm just telling you, I know these people. And they're zealots. They're zealots for power. I wish I could tell you it wasn't in the conservative movement, folks, these so-called Republicans. I wish I could tell you these rhinos really cared about the country. They're just as self-serving as the leftist. And when they target you, you have to understand the level of self-awareness and self-actualization you have to achieve to withstand what these people do. I tip my hat to Trump. I'm not a Trump idolizer. I know a lot of people disagree with, oh, Kevin, I couldn't care less. If Barack Obama were Donald Trump, I would be saying identically the same thing. I'd be saying, wow, the dude has been persecuted and he persevered. His record is second to none. I would be singing that Negro's praises, but no, he didn't perform that well. And I think what vexes me the most about it is how easily people can be swayed. And I'm out there listening. I'm the one going, that doesn't make sense. So Adam Schiff, here's what he said about the J6. He said that they will scrub some evidence in the report before the Republicans take over from its final report. He made an appearance on State of the Union, and he discussed the activities of this absolutely fraudulent J6 committee. Talking with Dana Bash, and she reminded Schiff that Jim Jordan is going to head the Judiciary Committee in a few months, and he's promised to go through the evidence left in the final report. And asking if the evidence will be made public, Schiff insisted there will be transparency to a point. So what he's saying is that, no, there will be no transparency at any point. He says, look, let me give you the quote. The evidence will all be made public. Now we will have to make sure that we scrub that evidence for personally identifiable information, that the evidence we provide protects people's security. It doesn't put them at risk. So there are things that we're going to have to do along those lines. Translated, Schiff is going to hide all the FBI people who actually created January 6th. So we could look, so in order to make it look like, oh, there's an insurrection. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Let me let you hear what they, how they talk about the referral, because that'll give you an idea of how they're positioning this.
We have gone where the facts and the law lead us. And inescapably, they lead us here.
After a nearly year and a half long investigation,
the eyes have it.
Monday, the House January 6th Committee is referring former President Donald Trump to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution.
President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
Their vote followed an extended video presentation recounting the day of the attack and testimony from close Trump aides. Committee members say the DOJ should consider four charges against Trump: attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection.
President Trump lit the flame and sat by in the White House dining room for hours watching the fire burn.
In newly released testimony, former aide Hope Hicks said the president ignored warnings his efforts to overturn the election results would damage his legacy. His response?
Nobody will care about my legacy if I lose. The only thing that matters is winning.
Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of the two Republicans on the committee, says it's clear President Trump violated his oath of office.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to this. It's so easy to see through these people. They're so afraid of Trump that he can't ever run again. Look, this is so ridiculous to me that I really hate talking about it, because it's one of these things where I say to myself, conservative movement, if you let these people get away with this and then you expect to ever win, how are you going to win? Blatant lies. No guns at this insurrection. Lots of people. Ray Epps. Where's Ray Epps? Nobody, and I would love to get before Adam Schiff, show this guy in multiple locations inciting, trying to get this insurrection going, okay? I'd love to see this, and not a single bit of testimony about this guy. He's in multiple locations. He's not in prison. He's not in jail. People know. He's been completely removed from America, for nobody can talk to him. He's not sitting in one of these jails where these other people are. This is so manipulated. And it goes back to the conspiracy of, I mean, a legitimate conspiracy, if you will, of them stealing the election. But this is the level that the left is willing to go to. And I'm going to tell you, you may listen to me and say, well, Kevin, are you afraid, or, you know, are you going to go down in history as a conspiracy theorist? Okay. I'm okay with that. Because let me tell you something. I know with 100% certainty, I'm talking about to satisfy my own curiosity, that the Democrats cheated. They faked the numbers. They got Biden elected in a coup, and they used January 6th to cover it up. And anybody, if I offend you, I would love to tell you I'm sorry, but I'm not. If anybody doesn't believe those two things, you're an idiot. There it is. Tough love. We can agree to disagree, and you'd be wrong. But those are the facts. So look at these crimes. Obstruct an official proceeding. What Donald Trump says, I think you cheated, and I want to take it to the nth degree to figure out if you cheat. You're obstructing an official proceeding. because he did exactly what he was supposed to do if he thought he'd cheat. What would you do, you know, if you had instant replay, you say, oh, that referee, he's not calling something, or that person, he missed a call, whatever. Would you want to see instant replay? Would you? And we do it for everything now, but we can't do it for the vote. Once it's certified, it's over. That's what they did here in Arizona. Oh, we certified it. So Katie Hobbs won, even though you can't find a lot of people that like her. Then the other was, get this one, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. As you consider these four things that they charged Trump with, I want to ask you a simple question. What do you think they'd be charging him with if Hunter Biden were his son and he'd done with Hunter? Where would we be? Yet, not a single charge, nothing with Hunter. It's a grand jury meeting on Hunter Biden. Who's the big guy? It's alluded to the big guy. There are witnesses. There's money trails. Let me tell you. I'll give you another 100%. 100% Hunter Biden used his father's influence, and his father knowingly let him do it. And they have entangled the United States with various countries around the world because of Hunter's doing. Period. 100%. You can take that to the bank. Oh, Kevin, you're another Alex Jones, another conspiracy theorist. Okay, fine. I'll be a conspiracy theorist. But here's what I'll guarantee you. I'm right. Inasmuch as I'm right that Hunter Biden is as good of a painter as my dog Buster. This is insane that we are talking about this type of nonsense. The other they said is conspiracy to make a false statement. What kind of nonsense? It's almost like they're going, look, we got to come up with something here. I tell you what, there was a conspiracy when he made the statement. And that's great. Let's run with that. Let's run with that. Conspiracy to make a false statement. And then I love the last one, aiding an insurrection. How did he do that? Did he provide bricks laid out in pallets, which is what Antifa does, and BLM? Did he provide Molotov cocktails? Did he bring firearms? Did he go on radio and TV saying, get up here and crush them? Because none of that occurred. And let me tell you, I'm sick of the left getting away with this level of absolute anarchy and pretending that they care about this nation. They don't care about us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there wasn't a whole lot of coverage about what was going on in Brazil. The protest over this stolen election. And they're proud people. I don't know if you've ever traveled there. But Brazilians are proud people, as they should be. Beautiful people. It's a country that struggles, like many of the countries in that region. But they and you know what's funny? Brazil sort of, I mean, interesting, not funny, but interesting is Brazil got put on the map really through mixed martial arts. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu And because, you know, we were all, everybody talked about karate back in the day, but the Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it's permeated U.S. martial arts. BJJ, they call it, they shorten it. And of course, the Gracie family is known for it. And but Brazil is like most of the countries in South America. It's you know, poor. It's trying to find its way. But again, proud people, beautiful people too. And I think many of these countries look to America for guidance. And here's what we now have in common with Brazil. Thugs cheated in both countries' elections. Thugs. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I know a little bit about Brazil, not as much as I'd like. I do know this. When I went the first time, they told me, make sure you don't wear any jewelry if you go to the beach. Ipanema. You know, the girl from Ipanema? You guys are too young. Anyway, he said, take off all your jewelry and try not to look too American because you'll get robbed. Dangerous place. Don't go to, there's parts of Brazil that you just do not go. You think it's dangerous in America and Compton. I promise you, there are areas of Brazil that make Compton look like you're on Beverly Hills. You're in Beverly Hills. Super dangerous. And they look to us for guidance. And you know what we taught them? We taught them that cheating in elections is okay. Now, there was a time when I would have said that Brazil and I was more corrupt than America. I mean, just using them as an example, and I'll get to others. I've said this in my travels through Africa. I've said, you see the graph, the obvious graph. You can't get to this until you give me X amount. You give me $5, you get to the next level. You give me $20, you get to the next level. Give me $100, you get to the next level. It's obvious graft. In African countries, almost, I don't know one, I mean, other than the ones that I visited where I wasn't trying to get something done, if you're trying to do business over there, it's open graft. And I used to think, man, they're just, it's so corrupt here. It's less corrupt than America. Our corruption is under the table. It's behind closed doors. It's Pelosi negotiating a deal that gets her husband millions of dollars, or gets herself millions of dollars, and it never sees the light of day. And when discovered, you find out it's legal. Congress can do it. It's legal. America's corrupt. But I used to think other countries were far more corrupt, and it's not the case. The U.S. government, run by leftists, is without question the most corrupt government in the world. And what's funny is, you listen to lefties, they will try to soft you. Oh, that's not true. It is true. This government will kill its leader. That's the speculation of JFK. I don't know for sure. I know they released some documents. I don't know whether JFK was killed by the I don't think. What did the mafia want? He made the mafia mad. The only people that wanted to kill JFK really were, and don't be surprised if you learn that the people who killed JFK were Democrats. So, at least there are some people that believe that JFK could have been killed by our government. But I do know this, there are crazy people who will kill people in our government. This government will kill its leader. And it will kill anybody who's willing to show how this government really works, to expose the dirty underbelly of things. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I were elected president, my sole purpose, my number one and only objective would be to expose the lies of these professional politicians, these snakes who pretend to represent us. And I'm going to tell you something else. I truly believe the only way we win back this republic is if we do that. If we make it our goal to show nothing but the lies. And this is why I made the comment that if Elon Musk really wanted to do some good,
exposing Twitter is one thing, but I would buy the services of every investigative reporter. I would get the most hard-nosed, you know, street urchin criminals to back them up so they wouldn't be intimidated, and I'd go find out all the dirt I could on the Chuck Schumers of the world and all these other people. They're just liars. Or you could take the tack that Brazil is taking. They said, in an unusual step for the military, the army has invaded favelas of Rio de Janeiro and killed top leaders of the Comando Vermelho, that's the Red Command drug cartel, which supports the communist criminal Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Observers take this to indicate the beginning of a federal military intervention. The drug gangs were the only ones to celebrate the alleged victory by criminal Luna, October the 30th, firing automatic weapons in the air in the favelas. It's like the ghettos. President Bolsonaro cracked down hard on the Brazilian drug gangs. So they're saying it's drug gang related. The drug cartels are the armed wing of the communists. See, the more you hear about this, the more you start to understand just how closely related the United States leftists are to the Brazilians. You want to know the equivalent? You want to know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the DOJ, the armed thugs of the leftist, and they're the ones who are protecting the communists, who we know as Democrats, progressives, whatever they want to call themselves. These are the people who did the J6. And by the way, look, again, accuse me of, you know, oh, Kevin, you're a conspiracy theorist, whatever. Call me. I don't care. I know the truth, and the truth is what I'm telling you right now. The heads of drug trafficking of Morro de Juramento and Juramentijo, identified as Rodrigo Barbosa, and they don't pronounce the R's, they pronounce it with an H, but I'm going to do it in Spanish, like Marinho, known as Jolinha, and Ticho Jolinha, and Jovel. Anyway, you're not going to know the names. They called the bad boys, is what they called them. They were killed during a military police operation. Three other suspects died in action, they said. So the military had to step in order to stop this gang of thugs that was protecting this criminal who stole the election in Brazil, I believe. And again, I don't know all the details. The story isn't worth me knowing all the details. I'm just being honest with you. I don't care who won, who lost. I know this. Hundreds of thousands of people in Brazil protested because they said there's no way this guy won. And it's the same thing I could say right here about what's happening in America. There's no way Joe Biden won. And the thugs, the armed thugs who are protecting him, are the people who are treating American citizens like enemy combatants, people who've done absolutely nothing except show up to D.C. on January 6th. And I'm going to tell you, it's a God thing for me, because I didn't show up on January 6th. People begged me to come. Kevin, you should go, you should go. It's going to be huge. It's going to be millions of people. I said, unless I'm speaking at an event, I'm not going. And I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't, because I can practically guarantee you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. These people were waiting to get certain people, even little guys. I'm not that big. They talk about what the FBI was doing on Twitter. They were getting little people, people that had less than 100,000 folks. That's not a social media influencer when you've got 70,000 people. I mean, I know I reach a lot more people than that, because Twitter wasn't my main thing. My main one was Facebook. But I know something told me, don't do it. God said, stay home. And I did.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.